Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Right now, millions of people are scrolling, searching, reaching for something. The next notification, the next distraction, something to fill the emptiness. We're all seekers. Some of us seek success, the career that will finally prove we matter. Others seek security, enough money, enough control to quiet the anxiety. Many seek significance, wanting to be seen, to be valued, to know we're enough. But here's the question Jesus asks us today. What are you seeking? Not what you say you value, but what does your life actually pursue? What dominates your thoughts and drives your decisions? Your life's focus determines your life's outcome. In today's message titled, What Are You Seeking?, Evangelist Paul Acqua invites us to examine our hearts, to be honest about what we're really seeking, and then shows us the one pursuit that brings everything else into focus.
Jesus said, seek and you shall find. If you seek for something, Jesus is saying, you will find it. So how much we apply or gain from this simple principle or this attitude is completely up to us. So let's go over to the scripture and let's look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And this is what Jesus is saying. See, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Verse 8. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Hallelujah. He is saying ask, seek, and knock, and they are all verbs. They are action words, which means we have a part to play in that. God has a part and we have a part. It's that simple, my friend. Jesus literally just said, seek and you will find. The same as ask and it will be given. It is so simple. It's so simple that Jesus repeated himself again. I think it was so simple, he was just like, oh, wait a minute. I just need to repeat that just in case you and I weren't really paying attention. So he repeated himself that whoever asks receives, whoever seeks finds, whoever knocks, it will be opened to them. And so often we see this, and you have heard this probably before. When you see something that's mentioned twice in the word, usually you want to pay attention to it. So most times it's either mentioned twice or Jesus will say assuredly or verily, which means that you need to pay attention. And here Jesus repeated himself. So my friend, what are you seeking? And everything you are seeking, God is saying, yes, you will find it. So there is usually an emphasis on it because Jesus is repeating himself. Jesus was really trying to highlight this point and show us the simplicity of the gospel. Hallelujah. So he said, seek and you will find. So what are you seeking after? That's the question I'm asking you. What are the things that you are seeking after? We all have to ask ourselves this question. What are we seeking? I feel like the Lord wants to encourage somebody right now. Anyone listening to me today, God wants to encourage you. Jesus simply says, seek and you will find. So we've got to seek to find. So what is the main thing that we are actually seeking? And again, I keep asking that because it's important. So there are all kinds of things that you can be seeking after. But what's the main thing? What's your top priority that you are supposed to be seeking after? Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And a lot of us know it. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So what are you to seek as your top priority is the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And if we look at Luke chapter 12, verse 29, and this is Jesus speaking once again. He says, and do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have any anxious mind. Listen carefully. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, And your father knows that you need these things. So what is he saying here? He's saying don't seek after the things that everybody else seeks after. Your father knows you need these things. Then he goes on to say in verse 31 that, but seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, he continues, for it is your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's great. So what do we have there? We have Jesus saying, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. And then in Luke, where we just read, he says, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So this should excite and motivate you all. It should excite you. It should encourage you. It should give you hope. It's not God trying to keep anything from you. He's excited to give you the kingdom, but you have got to do your part to seek it. Hallelujah. So what's the kingdom of God, you may ask? The kingdom more often applies to his rule and through those who are submitted to him. Those who have received Christ as their Lord and Savior, the kingdom is God's rule in those people and through them. You see, so the kingdom of God specifically refers to Christ living and ruling in our hearts. So you remember the Lord's Prayer. He said, thy kingdom come. If you are praying that, we are saying that we are praying for expansion and influence of God's rule in the hearts of people, in the hearts of everybody, everywhere. That's what we are saying. We know that, yes, there will be establishment of the physical kingdom here during Jesus Christ's second coming. But for now, the kingdom of God is actually Christ ruling in human's hearts. So Christ living and ruling in your heart is the kingdom of God. Jesus said the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. You know, the kingdom of God is within you. That's what the Bible says. If you can look at Luke chapter 17, verses 20 to 21, you can read it for yourself. Kingdom of God doesn't come by observation. Kingdom of God is within you. It's inside you. It's in our midst. And the Bible says in Colossians 1:13 that we are already in the kingdom of God because we've been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. The kingdom of God is Christ's invisible church. The kingdom of God is his body. The kingdom began during his earthly ministry and is still ruling the hearts of men today. Hallelujah. That's the kingdom of God. So if you receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you are ushered into the kingdom of God, which is far, far, far greater in wonder and benefit than our finite minds can comprehend. I'm telling you. So to the degree that we have to begin to understand how God's kingdom works and apply it to our lives, hallelujah, we can experience heaven here on earth because his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So pray for a release into the physical of what is already present in your spiritual being. Hallelujah. The kingdom is not by observation. It's within you. Jesus was speaking of the fact that his kingdom was in the hearts of people. So if you're seeking the kingdom of God, you are seeking God and his rule over your heart. Hallelujah. It's not a visible thing. It's inside you. It's not a visible thing such as burdens or places. It's a rule over your heart. It's a spiritual thing. It is true that, yes, there will be future physical kingdom that will rule here on earth. But the Bible says that presently we have been translated into the kingdom of God's dear son. Hallelujah. So that makes it clear that the kingdom of God is already present tense. It's a present tense reality in the hearts of God's children. And you need to keep on being aware of that. By seeking it means you are aware, you form a relationship with God, have a fellowship. You are constantly in communion with him. That's how you seek the kingdom. So when we talk about God's kingdom in regards to God's kingdom, Seeking implies that we seek to belong to it. Are we seeking to belong to God's kingdom more than we belong to this world? That's a good question, because that's really where our home is. Our citizenship is in heaven. We seek to know God's will. That's how you seek the kingdom. We seek to know God's will and to do it. That's how you seek the kingdom. But you are going to have to get into the Word of God to know God's will, my friend. And you are going to have to get into the Word to know God's kingdom properly. Yeah? So the kingdom of God, Bible says, is not eating and drinking, but joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So we are also seeking to promote the interests of this kingdom. That's another thing that we need to be seeking. We are all kingdom influencers. You possess the kingdom and you promote it. You learn to know how the kingdom works and you promote it. So we need to do everything we can to promote the kingdom of God. We have got to have that attitude as believers. I'm going to promote the kingdom of God in every opportunity that I have. If we all took this attitude, I'm telling you, we will see incredible, miraculous things happen. This is what we do when we live in a country or a kingdom. We promote it. So every single morning, I just wake up and I say, God, I have nothing to do in this world but to preach, teach, and heal. I have nothing to do with my heart and its affections but to grieve after you. I have nothing to do but to seek you and serve you. So help me, God. Hallelujah. I have nothing to do, my God, but to speak to you and for you. I have nothing to do, my God, but to publish your will and glory. So help me, God. We are here to seek the kingdom and promote it. That's our duty here. So what are you seeking, my friend? The kingdom is so important to God, so he wants us to seek and find it and promote it. That's why he's saying that we should put it at the top of our to-do list. We should put it at the top of our priorities. We should make sure that this is the top thing we do every day. Does it mean we don't seek other things? No. All he's saying is seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So if you put the kingdom of God as your top priority, then you can seek the other things. Even the other things most times will come in place. I have tested and seen that it works that way. So it says we are here to promote God's will. So you say that will be done as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Your kingdom come. So what's God's will? Let me give you the best, the simplest illustration of that. Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, "My Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What's God's will? His biggest will is for us to help bring heaven here on earth. That's his biggest will. That is his top priority. And what is that? That's promoting the kingdom of God. So if we are going to be seeking, as Jesus says, seek first the kingdom, the simplest form of God's will for each and every one of us is to bring heaven here on earth. God's kingdom come here on earth. And if God's kingdom will come on this earth, it depends on you and me as believers, as kingdom citizens, as ambassadors of God, as witnesses of God. He says, "And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and in the outermost parts of the world." So we are to promote the kingdom of God. Your Jerusalem is your community. Your Jerusalem is your immediate neighborhood, my friend. Your Jerusalem is your family, your colleagues, your workplace. You need to propagate the message of the kingdom to people you come into contact with. And that's our goal on this earth. And so Jesus is saying, seek first the kingdom of God and all other things. God is not taking anything from you. He wants to add things to you, but you need to approach it in the right way. And the right way is to seek the kingdom first. And I hope I'm talking to somebody there. I'm encouraging somebody there that you, as a believer, need to put the kingdom as your top priority. And those who have not received Christ, my friend, the first step is to seek the kingdom. And that means you will invite Christ into your heart, because the kingdom of God is Christ ruling in your heart. And if you will do so, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my heart to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.